Hello, and welcome to the Family Five podcast with Ivy Law Group, where we will tackle the tough family law issues and the time it takes you to drink your coffee. I'm Jessica Hamilton. I'm the marketing manager for Ivy Law Group, and I'm joined by my boss, Shane Neagle, who is the director of Ivy Law Group and the family lawyer extraordinaire. In this podcast, we will take a five in five approach, five questions in 5 minutes. Our aim is to keep the podcast light, easy to understand, and to give you some valuable information to take away with you. Shane, how are you today?
I am awesome. And you, Jessica, how are you?
Very good, very good. All right, so sticking to the 5 minutes, let's get straight into it. Today we're talking about healthy relationships and unhealthy relationships. So Shane, how do you know if you're in an unhealthy relationship?
Okay, so we've talked about this. We're not the arbiters of happiness, remember? And so there are so many different nuances to every different type of relationship.
Yep.
Now, the first test before we talk about some of the key positives and key negatives is that I have this is Shane Neagle's copyright, this one, and it is, am I being made to feel important? Is it good enough? Mm-hmm. And does this work for me?
I like that.
Yeah.
Nice, simple, easy for people to understand.
Yeah. I had someone say, and I think it was just in passing, if you leave the room and you feel drained, there's a real chance there's a narcissist that's just been in the room. So that's not going to apply to all the different issues that we're going to talk about, but that's certainly something that we've all possibly felt and realized, this relationship's a bit problematic. Now, moving into things that are classic that are unhealthy is, you know, where there's control, dependence, and that's what the person's saying, I can't live without you, and even get the worst type abusive scenarios where they say they're going to commit suicide if the person's going to leave them. Digital monitoring, or what they call in the States called clocking, where they are watching your Instagram and social media and sending you messages all the time to check in on you. Dishonesty. We've had those clients where they didn't realize that their partner, husband or wife, had four properties in different states, never told them. Then a disrespect. That's a classic one. In my own life, I had a partner that was very private, and I'm a very open person. We talked about this. Not that there's disrespect going on, it's just that we're different people. That's pretty nuanced, and that's something, again, goes back to the test. Do I feel important? Is it good enough? And is this working for me? Yeah. And the other things, of course, common are harassment, intimidation, and getting up to the higher end, the really concerning conducts when it's physical violence or sexual violence. What I always say is just keep checking in with yourself and talking to your close friends and asking them about how they might see the relationship.
So if someone's checked in with themselves, they've asked themselves those three questions, and they've decided that they want to leave, what's the first thing they should do?
With my three questions, can you make sure you go see a counsellor for backup? Because that's my test. But the three things that I recommend is to immediately change your security passwords on your telephone and on any email accounts. A second is to make sure that you have a plan in place and if your safety is at a risk. And the third thing is to go and see a lawyer and get some really good advice.
Okay, so protect your online privacy, have a plan in place, speak to a lawyer.
They'd be my three key things.
And when someone's speaking with a lawyer for the very first time, in a nutshell, what can they expect?
You're going to be overwhelmed. There is so much information that goes into each different issues. And what I always say to clients is I like to do it in a piecemeal manner. Let's see if there's any big issues that need to be dealt with, like your safety, if there are any assets at risk. So the other part that they'll be expecting is that we'll be asking for a lot of different types of information, and sometimes they don't have it. They need not to be concerned, because there's many ways to skin a cat in terms of getting the information that we will need.
All right, so we're at time now. So just before we leave, we've obviously been speaking about some quite heavy topics. Let's try and lighten the mood a little bit.
Sure.
Give us your best joke.
Okay. Lawyers really take the fun out of everything. Even Santa comes with a clause.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to save us to your favourites wherever you listen to your podcast so that you don't miss an episode. It's important to note that the contents of this podcast are intended as a general guide to the subject matter. And if you are looking for specific advice about your individual circumstances, then we would recommend getting in touch with one of our friendly family lawyers.